When you hear the phrase brain drain, what comes to mind? Young people fleeing ag-based cities like Fresno or Bakersfield for the bright lights of Los Angeles or San Francisco? Well, last month, business news company Bloomberg released its annual Brain Drain Index. It uses census data to analyze which American cities are losing advanced degree holders, white-collar jobs, and STEM career opportunities. And topping that list this year is Hanford, California. FM89's Laura Sitsui has this story from Kings County.
Chelsea Hutchison is a teacher with the Business Academy at Sierra Pacific High School. Every year, she has her students shadow professionals, but sometimes she has to look way beyond Hanford.
And it's a hard task for these kids because they have to find their own transportation for that day. And I have kids last year that went all the way up to Clovis, Fresno, Madera, even to San Francisco to Google. So we have students that really, the reality sets in like, oh, I couldn't stay in Hanford even if I wanted to because there's no options for the career choice that I have.
She says her students who aren't pursuing careers in agriculture really struggle to find their niche.
I know there's been a lot of talk where, because it's so much cheaper to live here, that it might be a place where big businesses can come and run their manufacturing or run their business, and they could have quite a bit of individuals. It's just we have to get more people to come with the degrees so that the business says, okay, yeah, well, there's people that can fill the jobs.
Some of the students taking her classes say Hanford can't support their career dreams, like Caitlin Thayer. She's planning to attend college in Southern California before going to law school.
Being an attorney and then eventually a judge is just something I've always been really interested in. I really like my small town of Hanford, and I really think that even branching out to Fresno, which isn't that small of a city either, I think that it would be, I think it's a great career choice because in Hanford, you don't get a lot of civil court cases, you know, not as much as you would in Fresno.
Student Micah Campos is also planning to head to Southern California.
I want to go to LA to see if I can find something there.
There's not a lot of people or businesses here that are in film. I know that there's one person here that's a videographer, maybe two or three, but I would probably like to come back and maybe do something in the film industry here. It'd be pretty cool.
But Lance Lippincott with the Kings County Economic Development Corporation says the region has some great opportunities.
One of the coolest water engineering jobs I've heard of in the county is out at the Surf Ranch. I mean, all of that, I mean, where would you think in the middle of the Central Valley there's a surf ranch that needs hydro engineers in order to, you know, build a wave, build the perfect wave? And those guys are doing it in board shorts and flip-flops half the time.
Lippincott disagrees with Bloomberg's premise. He says even the agricultural companies in Hanford are becoming more technology-driven.
If you look at what's the traditional classical definition of white-collar, banker, lawyer, doctor, everything like that, I think that definition's evolved. I mean, you've got farmers who are doing application-based, using iPads and everything else, irrigation.
He says that you can't compare ag-based economies to tech giants like San Francisco and Silicon Valley.
And it's kind of like, not to put it simplistically, it's kind of like boxing. Boxing has weight classes for a reason. I mean, you wouldn't put a heavyweight against a featherweight because that doesn't make sense.
But Bloomberg reporter Vinnie Del Giudice says that Hanford shares traits with those bigger cities, like having a business district and nearby suburbs. In fact, Bloomberg looked at over 400 metropolitan and micropolitan communities altogether. Del Giudice says that Hanford intrigued him.
It was just an area of California that's ignored, maybe. It's not, you know, along the coast. It's another part of the state, and there's a lot of promise, like many places do. And we thought that was a good angle to lead with.
Del Giudice says communities have moved on and off the Brain Drain Index over the years, so the ranking isn't, in his words, a death sentence.
In many cases, we talk to cities, they're on the brain drain list. They're turning around. They were cities, I should say, or regions or counties that were dependent on single industries.
Del Giudice knows the Central Valley has been experiencing a drought, and that has likely contributed to job loss. Daryl Pyle, Hanford's city manager, says that it's not just that agriculture has dominated the city's economy. There are limited education options beyond high school.
Obviously, if we had a four-year university, you know, in Kings County, we would be more competitive on some of those technical career opportunities. I think we're a ways away from getting a four-year university in Kings County. But that's a battle we will continue to fight until our students have easier access to upper education.
That's partly why Thayer and Campos, the students we heard from earlier, are planning to leave Hanford after graduating. But then there are those who will return, like Noah Frank. His plan is this.
Eventually, after I get out of the Navy, to become a U.S. history teacher and most likely come back here to Hanford and teach.
Frank has lived all over the country, but he says Hanford is where he wants to put down roots. However, there is one job he's hoping for that he would have to leave the Central Valley to pursue.
I mean, one day it'd be a dream for me to run for president in the United States. I mean, it's always something I'd want to be in, go into politics, maybe after education, but who knows?
Frank is optimistic about Hanford's future, and that's just the vote of confidence the town wants to hear more of. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.